Her breath mingled with the autumn air, causing bursts of white steam. Afraid he'd see it, she cupped her mouth with her hands and breathed into her palms, the warmth damp against her skin. A single beam of light shimmered in the distance. It moved closer, then veered off in a different direction.
"Kate, I know you're here!"
he called out. She squatted lower to the ground and pressed her head to her knees.
"I'm not leaving until I find you!"
"It's fast. You won't feel a thing, I promise. You'll go off to sleep."
Fear, sudden and suffocating like the weight of his body, stole her breath.
"Get off me!"
She squirmed beneath him.
"You bastards, stop crying!"
He moved off her, his face rosy with emotion and wet with tears.
"Bryn, I'm sorry."
He placed a small silver tray on her stomach. He grabbed the needle from the tray. She struggled, the straps only giving incrementally. The needle glittered above.